Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, nous allons commencer par les introductions et les présentations. Nos interlocuteurs se trouvent dans un avion. Vous allez les entendre se présenter. My name is Michael. Je m'appelle Michael. Et notez qu'après avoir donné son nom, l'autre personne répond « Nice to meet you ». Le verbe « rencontrer »« you ». Le pronom en objet direct « vous ou te ».« Nice to meet you ». Il est bon de vous rencontrer. Heureux ou heureuse de faire votre connaissance. Vous allez entendre la réponse à cette phrase. C'est la même, sauf pour le dernier mot. Nice to meet you too. To signifie aussi. À ne pas confondre avec to, qui compose tout verbe à l'infinitif. Par exemple, to meet, rencontrer. To walk, marcher. To est un adverbe. Il suffit donc que l'autre personne rajoute « to » à la fin d'une même phrase pour exprimer un sentiment réciproque. Listen. Écoutez.
Hi, my name is Walter. Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael. Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Aux États-Unis, même dans un contexte commercial ou d'affaires, les gens se présentent par « hello ». Ou bien « hi ». « Hi » est typiquement américain. Répétez « hi ». Habituons-nous ensemble à cette façon de se présenter. « Hi, my name is Michelle ». Ou bien « hello, my name is Michelle ». Répétez après moi. « Hi, my name is Mohammed ». « Hello, my name is Sophie ». « Hi, my name is Idrissa ». Hello, my name is Moussa. Hi, my name is Chantal. Hello, my name is Frédéric. Écoutons de nouveau la rencontre de Walter et de Michael.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Dans cette rencontre d'affaires qui suit, Max vient de s'installer à Washington. Il vient de San Francisco. Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Just moved. Il vient juste d'arriver. Kathy présente Max à Larry.
This is Max Wilson.
Et Larry présente Max à Elizabeth. Vous allez entendre Max. This is Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Moore.
Max, voici Elizabeth. C'est une façon très courante de présenter une personne à quelqu'un d'autre. Quand il y a plusieurs personnes présentes, vous allez entendre aussi Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, connaissez-vous Max? Avez-vous rencontré Max? Have you met? Vous allez entendre la réponse positive. Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Et vous allez entendre aussi la réponse négative. No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
C'est la contraction de no, I have not. Et répétez, repeat. Have you met? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Listen, écoutez.
Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
This is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Robin, une journaliste canadienne, fait un reportage sur des critères de choix de candidats politiques. Elle tend son micro à trois personnes qui donnent leur avis et des critères de choix, parfois surprenants. Écoutons ce micro-trottoir. Nous allons écouter Robin et ses trois interviewés. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. L'habillement des candidats est important pour Mariam. 2. Pour Jacques, le niveau d'éducation des candidats est moins important que leur programme. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. De quel genre de candidat ne veut pas Mariam? 2. Qui mort regarde-t-il? 3. Qu'est-ce que tous les candidats ont d'après Jacques? Vous allez enfin apprendre à exprimer une intention en utilisant le futur avec « will ».
Hello, listeners. I'm Robin Dwight. Today, I will be speaking to three very different people about how people choose a candidate during an election in this part of the world. Mariam, let's start with you.
The way a candidate dresses is very important to me. The right candidate must have elegance and use body language. Their hands, their voice, and their eyes are extremely important.
Moore, what do you think?
It's simple. I'll look at their wives or husbands. If they look happy, good. That means the candidates will make us happy.
Oh, come on.
Jacques, it sounds like you disagree. What do you look for in a candidate?
Most importantly, I consider the education level. We don't want ignorant people in office. We need educated candidates with a good program.
But Jacques, we can't trust their programs. Many candidates have nice promises and nice manners, but they will change their programs once they're elected.
Why not vote for the candidate you know personally? I will vote for my neighbor. He's a good candidate and a nice neighbor.
But he's not very handsome, and I don't like his accent.
I will vote for a candidate who will reduce prices and raise workers' salary.
Jacques, you don't agree.
Of course, I disagree. I have no salary. I run a small business, so I will vote for the candidate who will increase prices and decrease salaries.
Jacques, I'm so glad you're not a candidate. Nous avons entendu Robin s'entretenir avec Mariam, Moore et Jacques. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. L'habillement des candidats est important pour Mariam. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Pour Jacques, le niveau d'éducation des candidats est moins important que leur programme. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. De quel genre de candidat ne veut pas Mariam? De candidat ignorant. 2. Qui mort regarde-t-il? Les femmes des candidats et les maris des candidates. 3. Qu'est-ce que tous les candidats ont, d'après Jacques? Une bonne éducation et de belles promesses. Écoutez et répétez ces phrases de Moore et de Jacques.
I will vote for my neighbor. I will vote for a candidate who will reduce prices.
I will vote for the candidate who will increase prices.
Moore et Jacques ont utilisé le futur simple avec will, qui est invariable à toutes les personnes. On pourrait dire, he will change the law. He will improve agriculture. Ce futur exprime des intentions, pas des actions certaines à venir. Vous pouvez aussi utiliser la contraction I'll ou he'll, etc. pour exprimer les actions futures et des intentions. Par exemple, I'll vote for my neighbor. He'll change the law. You'll make me proud. Vous avez entendu Robin et ses invités. Vous avez vu que les critères de sélection d'un candidat peuvent être très différents Vous savez aussi exprimer des intentions avec will. Et vous, pour quel candidat voterez-vous? Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel.
Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse d'être de nouveau avec vous pour cette leçon d'anglais English USA. Au cours de cette leçon, vous retrouverez Martin Lerner qui assiste à un match de tennis. Il parle de sport et de loisirs avec un joueur de tennis et ses amis. Et vous allez apprendre à exprimer ce que vous aimez et ce que vous aimez faire. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. I like, j'aime. I like tennis. J'aime le tennis. Attention, avec un verbe, on compose la phrase de cette manière. I like to play tennis. J'aime jouer au tennis. I like to play tennis. Ou bien, I like playing tennis.
Thank you for talking with me, Daoud.
You're welcome. These are my friends. This is Juma, and this is Mona.
Hello, I'm Martin Lerner.
Martin is writing a story about me. He's a reporter.
Hi.
Hello. What newspaper do you write for? I'm not a newspaper reporter. I'm a radio reporter.
Oh, I see. Do you like tennis?
Yes, I do. I play tennis, but I don't play very well. Do you play tennis?
No, I don't.
Mona, do you like tennis?
I like to watch. I don't play. Daoud is the only tennis player.
Daoud, do you like other sports?
I like some sports.
What sports do you like?
I like to watch track. I like the running and jumping.
Do you like track, Juma?
Yes, I do. I was a runner in school.
Do you run now?
No, I don't. I like to watch running.
Do you like other sports, Mona?
I like to watch. I don't do anything.
You don't swim or run or play tennis?
No, I don't do anything.
What do you like to watch?
I like to watch tennis. I like basketball.
What other sports do you play, Daoud?
I run.
Do you like running?
Sometimes. I run every day.
I run with Daoud sometimes.
Do you run, Mona?
No, I don't run.
What do you like to do?
I like to read. I like to cook. I like to travel. I like to shop.
Yes, she likes to shop.
What do you like to shop for?
I like to shop for clothes. Daoud likes to shop, too.
What do you like to shop for, Daoud?
I like to shop for clothes, too.
Daoud, you're a very good tennis player. When did you begin?
I began when I was 10 years old. I lived in Virginia. I began in school.
Did you like to play tennis?
Sometimes.
You liked to play sometimes?
I liked other sports, too. I liked swimming in the summer, and I liked running and other things.
On parle souvent de choses, d'événements, d'activités ou de gens qu'on aime. I like tennis. I like music. I like John. Écoutez d'abord quelques questions et quelques réponses.
Do you like tennis?
Yes, I do. Mona, do you like tennis?
I like to watch.
Daoud, do you like other sports?
I like some sports.
What sports do you like?
I like to watch track. I like the running and the jumping.
Do you like track, Juma?
Yes, I do.
Essayons ensemble de répondre à des questions. Do you like sports? Yes, I like some sports. I like running and jumping. À vous. Do you like sports? Do you like tennis? Yes, I like tennis. Do you like track? Yes, I like watching track. Pouvez-vous maintenant répondre aux questions de Martin? Essayez.
Do you like sports? Do you like tennis? Do you like swimming? Do you like running? Do you like track? What tennis players do you like, Daoud?
I like many tennis players. I like Jimmy Connors. I like Andre Agassi.
What tennis players do you like, Mona?
I like Daoud.
We all like Daoud.
I like, j'aime. You like, he likes, she likes, we like, you like, they like. I like sports. J'aime les sports. Do you like sports? I like tennis. Do you like tennis? I like swimming. J'aime la natation. Do you like swimming? Aimez-vous la natation? I like basketball. Do you like basketball? I like soccer. J'aime le football. Do you like soccer? I like running. J'aime courir. Do you like running? I like jumping. J'aime sauter. Do you like jumping? I like to shop. J'aime faire des courses. I like to work. J'aime travailler. I like to play. J'aime jouer. I like to watch. J'aime regarder. I like to watch tennis. I like to play chess. I like to work in the garden. À vous. Demandez à quelqu'un s'ils aiment quelque chose. De cette façon. Do you like to work? Do you like to work in the garden? Do you like to play? What kind of sports do you like? Quel genre de sport aimez-vous? What kind of sports do you like? I like tennis. I like swimming. I like running. I like basketball. I like soccer. What kind of music do you like? I like rock. I like jazz. I like opera. I like soukous. I like Cameroonian music. What kind of music do you like? Et la liste continue. What do you like? Did you like it? L'avez-vous aimé? Did you like it? Il ne sera pas trop difficile pour vous de vous exercer. Pensez à toutes vos activités courantes et à vos loisirs et dites à haute voix lesquelles vous aimez ou lesquelles vous n'aimez pas. I like to go to the market. I like going to the market. I like working at VOA. I like teaching you English. Ne manquez pas de nous retrouver la prochaine fois. Until then, practice your English.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct
et de pratiquer l'anglais avec
Michel
et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Welcome back to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph and I have a guest with me.
Daniel Crafton.
Daniel Crafton, who joins us regularly to help.
Merci, Michelle.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup and welcome. And you can find us on Anglais Télé in Facebook, Facebook Anglais Télé. Vous pouvez nous retrouver sur Facebook Anglais Télé. We are talking about the five senses and we have reached touch, the sensation of touch. And I think that's also an amazing sense you can't describe. So with touch, you either use your hands or your feet or your skin. These are the vehicles through which we can touch and feel touch.
Right. And touch is very important because you can also feel cold and heat and pain.
Yes, absolutely.
Not a good touch. But
yeah, these are sensations that are the most common. Heat, la chaleur, cold,
right.
Le froid, right. Contact.
Heat, chaud.
Oui, absolument. And right. Pain, of course, none of us like pain.
No. With a needle, you stick
it. It hurts, ça fait mal.
And if I take a pin and I stick it in my hand, I'm going to have pain.
Definitely. So,
because that's touch.
There's also pleasure. We can't forget that touch can be very pleasurable, very
right.
Wonderful. So this is a wonderful gift that we have through the way, you know, by just the way we are made.
Right.
I'm not going to go down into the scientific explanations here, well, but to touch.
There's good touch, too. I give you a hug.
Yes, that's
like
a good
like this,
touch.
See, that's touch. Or we shake hands.
Right. And there's also to
touch.
Feel.
Yeah, right.
I feel cold.
And I feel warm because I've got a coat on.
Right.
And you don't.
To feel warm.
All right.
And if I pinch you,
then that's pain.
He will feel pain.
Right.
And that is all part of touch. Contact.
Right.
So there we are. So to touch someone, it can also be figuratively because you can touch someone, you know, and sentimentally.
You can touch someone and make them feel bad or good.
Right. So touch can also be
by
used
what you say.
In that
it has
manner.
Nothing to do in this case of hitting or pinching or anything
right,
like that.
Right, right.
It's by what you say and what you do.
Right. So words
makes them feel inside.
Words can
touch them.
Can touch us also, right?
Make us cry.
Right.
Make us laugh.
So actually the other senses, the sight, the hearing, can also be part of touch.
They're all linked to touch.
Yes, they're all linked to touch, whether right. Physically or figuratively speaking.
Correct.
All right, so that's it for touch, guys.
And it works on your feet, too.
Yeah. Oh, I love.
On your skin at the beach.
We love to be touched.
Yeah, when you're on the beach,
well,
laying in the sun.
Absolutely. And what about babies? Babies are just wonderful to touch. And they need a lot of touching.
And they love it, too.
They love touching. Right. So human beings need touch.
Right. Very important.
Yeah, we can't live without touch. That's,
I know.
Yeah.
So. There was a very interesting, I have to divert here. There was a very interesting touch thing that was done in one of the major magazines. It was Vogue or Mademoiselle or one of those magazines.
Uh-huh.
And they tested like 1,000 people at stores,
uh-huh.
mostly all women, for touch in sales by sales representatives.
Okay.
And 500 of them were sold by the sales representative, and not touched. The sales representative stayed 3 feet away, but was very nice. And the others were touched, just like, come with me and look at this dress, or come with me and look at this suit. And the 500 that were touched, 90% were better sales than the others.
I see.
That's a real
right.
Fact.
It is. It's proof. It really is.
So touch is important and it works.
And, you know, I'm touching all of you out there so that you can learn better English. Is that
right?
Is
that's
that a
right.
Good
and
one?
That's the other touch inside, right?
Exactly. So here's my smile and I'm, you know, trying
here's mine.
To. And here's his smile.
Here's my smile.
He's touching you. So there we go.
You're right.
All right. So thanks. Stay with us for the next sense. Oh. Hello. Welcome back. We are talking about the senses and this is Anglais Télé. You can find us on Facebook. Je m'appelle Michel Joseph. I'm Michel Joseph. And I have a special guest here with me.
Je suis Daniel Crafton. Bienvenue à tous.
Bienvenue à Dan. Welcome, Dan. And we are tackling the last of the five senses that we have talked about.
Of the physical senses.
Of the physical senses, because we did mention that...
There's the other one we'll have to do in another year.
There are some other right. senses that we cannot explain, but in the physical realm,
right.
we are now going to talk about smell.
Right. And smell goes along with a lot of the other senses. Without smell, a lot of the other senses don't work.
That's true, because sense is linked also. Smell is linked to a lot of senses.
Right.
Let's break it down. And smell, of course, you smell with the nose. And a smell can be either nice or not so nice.
Right.
It could be pleasant or not so pleasant. But I think smell has a huge role, you know. Animals have a stronger sense of smell than we do, particularly dogs, right? They can smell very well. But let's go back to the human realm. Do you like perfume, Dan?
I love a perfume.
Okay. A beautiful perfume is a pleasant smell.
And a beautiful perfume can make somebody average smell beautiful.
Absolutely, or attractive or unattractive,
or,
right?
Or feel beautiful.
Yes,
smell. Which is a better word.
I think smell transforms a whole setting. Let's talk about basics. Again, let's go back to food.
Okay.
When you have cooked, I know you cook very well, Dad, or at least...
Only a few dishes, but okay. What I cook is terrific.
Right, and so if I were to enter your kitchen after you have cooked, I'm sure it smells fantastic.
Well, it depends on how long after I cook, but yes.
Okay.
Right after I get done cooking, the whole house smells pretty good.
Okay, so smelling food is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Smelling perfume is a wonderful thing, and...
Even people.
People can smell
people
good.
People have, with or without perfume.
Right.
People, everybody has
everyone
a,
has a smell.
Right.
So we hope it's a good one.
No, most... You're good.
If you're healthy.
Soap from a shower or, you know, a fresh spray in the morning or something
right.
like that.
Now, what all of us do relate to is the smell of flowers.
Oh, yes.
Outside, beautiful flowers smell
even
great.
Fresh air.
Fresh air.
The fall.
Or after
trees.
The rain.
So after the rain, wonderful.
Right. And so these...
Mowed grass, fresh mowed grass.
Right. Le gazon qui vient d'être coupé
right.
a une odeur merveilleuse aussi.
Merveilleuse, special.
Yes. Okay, so, you know, last but not least, smell. Now, this can also be used figuratively speaking because I could say, I smell a rat. There's something wrong.
Something's not right.
Yes, something is worth investigating because things are not correct. All right, then. I think we've covered the senses.
Right.
And see you next time.
Right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.